Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. As I mentioned, it is a huge college football day, especially in the way of interviews. Coming up in hour number three, BYU head coach Kalani Sitake, also Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley. But right now, as promised, we are joined by the head football coach at Notre Dame. He is in his ninth season at Notre Dame. He was the National Coach of the Year in 2009 and 2012. More than 200 career wins. Notre Dame's unbeaten. They're 4-0 this season. They're number 8 in both polls, and another huge matchup on Saturday night. Number 7, Stanford, at number 8, Notre Dame. Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly is my guest. Brian, nice to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you. All right, so you're coming off a 56-27 win at Wake Forest, where the offense put up a season high in points and yardage. What did you make of what you saw from the offense after you made the switch of quarterback from Brandon Wimbush to Ian Book?
Efficiency, distribution to a number of different receivers and running backs, and what we needed. We were still evolving offensively, and to, obviously from Brandon Wimbush's perspective, he went in there, beat Michigan, but he had a lot of young players around him. And so a lot of that had to do with the, evolution of the offense. But we felt like Ian was a guy that really could elevate it, and he did a great job.
Now, Brian, can I ask you, and I appreciate your thoughts on that too, can I ask you, you've been coaching for 28 seasons. Have you ever been in a situation where you had an undefeated team and you made a change of quarterback that was not due to an injury?
No, that was the first time I've ever done that. You're still evaluating your team and trying to figure out what's the best way to, continue to improve as the season kind of moves on. And Brandon was 13-3 as a starter, 3-0, and, you beat a really good Michigan team. I think in some instances that's not an easy thing for a coach to do, but I knew it was, for our betterment as a football team.
Brian Kelly joining us. By all accounts, Wimbush is a good leader, and he's somebody who has poured a lot into improving as a player. And as you pointed out, you don't beat Michigan without him. He carried the offense in that game. So what was it like to have to tell him that decision? And then how do you think he's responded since then?
It was one of the hardest things I've done as a coach because I love him to death. He's like a son in terms of, the emotional attachment that you have to somebody that is always trying to get better at everything he does. He represents our program in such a positive way, both in the locker room and around this community. So it was really difficult. He's been really good. I think at first it's, like anybody's reaction, there's a bit of a shock that goes through you. But this week in practice, he was outstanding. He was vocal. He was preparing in a sense that he was the starter. And that takes such maturity at 19, 20 years old to be able to do that. I was very proud of him.
Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly, my guest. And then a final thought. For instance, if Book went out and he had a tough Saturday, the decision might not look so great, but instead, he threw for more than 300 yards and accounted for 5 touchdowns on his own. The rushing offense found a new level. So what's it mean for the team going forward? Is Book the guy the rest of the way?
Well, he's going to obviously be the guy that we look to this weekend. But, we reserve the right to have Brandon go in there because he can win. He's 13-3. So, why not have him ready to come in if we think he can help us win a game? And that's kind of what I've told our football team. They're prepared to play with either one of the quarterbacks. And that's really all that matters, Jim, is that our team is ready and prepared. There's no division in the locker room. There's not one side versus the other. They know both these guys can help us win, and we're prepared to play them both if we think that that's what needs to be done.
We're talking to Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly. Notre Dame and Stanford coming up this weekend. Brian, the thinking had been that Jafar Armstrong had been recruited to Notre Dame as a wide receiver, but then he was moved to running back. So what did you see in him that made you feel like he might have success in the backfield? And then how do you think he's handled that transition?
It's a good question. We kind of saw it early on. He was an early enrollee. We saw it in the weight room, actually, Jim, in terms of his physicality, his ability to sustain a load of effort in January and February. He was you know, phenomenal in terms of his strength and the way he worked out. And we saw a mental and physical toughness that could really translate into another position. As you know, he caught the ball coming out of the backfield exceedingly well for us these last 4 weeks as well. So we saw a bit of a hybrid, if you will, somebody that could learn how to run the football but was very, very talented. But he showed us that toughness in our off-season conditioning and weight training that gave us an inclination that this guy could fit in as a running back.
Now, they're all big. They're all huge. But I'm always fascinated by this matchup, Notre Dame and Stanford. You've got them on Saturday night. So this season, when you look at the Cardinal, what sticks out to you the most?
Versatility on the offensive side of the ball. If you don't stop Bryce Love, you have no chance to win. So everybody is you know, going to put that extra player to stop the run. And then that opens up one-on-one matchups for, you know, Arcega-Whiteside, Parkinson. I mean, they have big athletic wide receivers. And I think the difference is Costello's able to get them the football in some favorable one-on-one matchups. So, you know, David Shaw does a great job of, you know, playing chess during the game. If you want to take Bryce Love out of the game by adding an extra defender, he's going to find the one-on-one matchups, and they're doing a really good job of that.
You know, it seems to me also the rivalry is so underrated, but it's so great because the programs are both great, but then the institutions are really so interesting and stellar. Like, for instance, because of the academic standards and the football success of both schools, there's always going to be comparisons made between the programs. So what do you see as some of the similarities and maybe some of the differences between Notre Dame and Stanford?
Well, you know, obviously from a football standpoint, you know, Stanford has really had a great run here over the last 10 years. You know, ours has been over the last 90 years. So, you know, there's a difference in terms of longevity and national championships. I think from an academic standpoint, certainly, you know, being a Catholic institution, you know, we're a little bit different there, but we're both looking for excellence, both in the classroom and on the football field. And that's, I think, the ties that bind here with both institutions. And so, you know, we're recruiting similar players. If you've probably visited Stanford, you're probably going to visit Notre Dame as well. And so I think that that's where, you know, a lot of the rivalry comes from.
Brian Kelly, my guest. One last thought, Brian. There's been so much talk this week about the new redshirt rule in college football, which, of course, allows players to participate in up to four games without losing a year of eligibility. What do you make of that rule?
I think it's a great rule. I think it gives, you know, the student athlete now that, you know, has an opportunity to go in and compete. It really helps them, you know, with their mental game in terms of how they handle themselves in the classroom and their preparation and attention to detail and all the things that they need as they enter into college. And then it helps out a young man like Kelly Bryant, who, you know, now is in his fourth season, you know, and he's not going to be the starter. Now he's got an opportunity to go next year and be a starter somewhere. So, yeah, it's difficult for Dabo because it puts him shorthanded for this season. But he's got his starter, and now Kelly can go and be a starter somewhere else. So I think it's a great rule. It helps the student-athlete, and it benefits everybody, you know, from a program standpoint, too.
He is a two-time National Coach of the Year, and a big one coming up. Notre Dame is 4-0. They're number 8 in both polls, and they are hosting Stanford on Saturday night. Head Coach Brian Kelly, our guest. Brian, so good to have you back. I always appreciate the visit. Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Brian, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Notre Dame football. Now, you know Stanford has a lot of karma on the program, but so does Notre Dame. So does Notre Dame. Brian Kelly comes on every single year. Love the matchup. You talk about the great rivalries in college football. This one is not necessarily the one that comes to mind first or is near the top of the list. Definitely should be. One of my favorites. Stanford, Notre Dame, and both in the top 10. Great matchup Saturday night. Who do you like here? Notre Dame's awfully tough.